This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Take a look around at our world today. Examine the public policy ideas that float all around our world. People are grasping for something that really works well for government, for their community, even for their home. Some people go off to a university to learn the philosophy of man, to gain some knowledge that may help us all to get along with each other in a kind and friendly way. But what is this thing called philosophy? Quite literally, the term philosophy means love of wisdom. In a broad sense, philosophy is an activity people undertake when they seek to understand fundamental truths about themselves, the world in which we live, and their relationships to the world and to each other. Now, these last words I found in the dictionary. Still, people study for years. They get advanced degrees of education in these knowledge disciplines. They work in governments and businesses to implement things that, in all their learning, should work and should achieve a positive outcome. Now, once again, look around and see how well human philosophy is actually working. Listen to the news and media reports about the violence, dishonesty, cheating, and lying that goes on around us. It can be quite depressing. Thankfully, there is a solution, and it does not come from human philosophy. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus. Amen. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our website address is visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website, visionforchristworld.com/contact. My whole point on the broadcast today is that there are two ways of thinking, the way humans think and the way God thinks. The way man thinks and his policies and their outcomes are obvious everywhere you look. Since I am from the USA, I currently think American leaders are pushing some of the craziest, weirdest philosophies and programs that I have ever heard of. I am sure some of these bizarre ideas are moving through your nation, either now or soon. Apart from the wisdom of God, as found clearly in the Bible, we humans just cannot manage our own affairs very well. We really need God. If you think you do not need God, you are only fooling yourself. James chapter 1 in the Bible, verses 5 to 8, talks about wisdom which comes from God. But if anyone is deficient in wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and without reprimand, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed around by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, since he is a double-minded individual, unstable in all his ways. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Colossians 2:2-4 and verse 8, my goal is that their hearts, having been knit together in love, may be encouraged, and that they may have all the riches that assurance brings in their understanding of the knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will deceive you through arguments that sound reasonable. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 18 to 25. For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and I will thwart the cleverness of the intelligent. Where is the wise man? Where is the expert in the Mosaic law? Where is the debater of this age? Has God not made the wisdom of the world foolish? For since in the wisdom of God the world, by its wisdom, did not know God, God was pleased to save those who believe by the foolishness of preaching. For Jews demand miraculous signs, and Greeks ask for wisdom. But we preach about a crucified Christ, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. And then I turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 8 and verse 13. When I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come with superior eloquence or wisdom as I proclaimed the testimony of God. For I decided to be concerned about nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and with much trembling. My conversation and my preaching were not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not be based on human wisdom, but on the power of God. Now we do speak wisdom among the mature, but not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are perishing. Indeed, we speak the wisdom of God hidden in a mystery that God determined before the ages for our glory. None of the rulers of this age understood it. If they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And we speak about these things not with words taught us by human wisdom, but with those taught by the Spirit, explaining spiritual things to spiritual people. As the Russian writer Alexander Solzhenitsyn observed, human philosophy offers no solution at all to the desperate condition of mankind. He put it this way, if human philosophy were right in declaring that man is born to be happy, he would not be born to die. Since his body is doomed to die, his task on earth evidently must be of a more spiritual nature. Indeed, the task of mankind is to seek and find God. Now, if you have a Bible, go to Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 18. But God shows his anger from heaven against all sinful, wicked people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. They know the truth about God because he has made it obvious to them. For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky. Through everything God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they would not worship Him as God, or even give Him thanks. And they began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like. As a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they instead worshiped idols, made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles. So God abandoned them to do whatever shameful things their hearts desired. As a result, they did vile and degrading things with each other's bodies. They traded the truth about God for a lie, so they worshiped and served the things that God created instead of the Creator Himself, who is worthy of eternal praise. Amen. That is why God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. And the men, instead of having normal sexual relations with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Since they thought it was foolish to acknowledge God, he abandoned them to their foolish thinking and let them do things that should never have been done. Their lives became full of every kind of wickedness, sin, greed, hate, envy, murder, quarreling, deception, malicious behavior, and gossip. They are backstabbers, haters of God, insolent, proud, and boastful. They invent new ways of sinning, and they disobey their parents. They refuse to understand. They break their promises. They're heartless. They have no mercy. They know God's justice requires that those who do these things deserve to die, yet they do them anyway. Worse yet, they encourage others to do them too. Okay, so here's the real core of what you must understand and do to be saved in Jesus, to have his mindset and his thinking, and to begin to learn his ways. First of all, know that we have all sinned. God loves us, and Christ died to take away our sins. The free gift of God is eternal life when we trust in Christ, repent of our sinful life, and surrender our life to the will of God. We can do nothing to earn or merit salvation. It is a free gift from God that belongs to you when you place your total faith and trust in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ to remove your sin and make you acceptable to God. We must confess faith in Christ and agree to open our heart to Christ. We must trust Christ with our whole life. Being a Christian means that we allow the Holy Spirit to remake us so that we become holy as God is holy in the way that we live our lives. Once you have accepted Christ by faith into your life, you now have eternal life even while you live on earth. Eternal life, once received by faith, is permanent and cannot be lost. Here are key verses to remember. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. You get what is coming to you when you sin. It is death. But God's free gift of life that lasts forever, it is given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 6:23. Jesus replied, I tell you the solemn truth, unless a person is born again, born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God, John 3:3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Whoever puts his trust in the Son of God will not be lost, but will have life that lasts forever, John 3:16. Jesus replied, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, John 14:6. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in your heart that you are made right with God, and it is by confessing with your mouth that you are saved. Romans 10:9 and 10. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I will leave you today with this text from Colossians chapter 2. My goal is that their hearts, having been knit together in love, may be encouraged, and that they may have all the riches that assurance brings in their understanding of the knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will deceive you through arguments that sound reasonable. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to the human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ.